From the fight capital of the heavyweight division in Central Europe to boxing rings around the world, this is OTG, Heavyweights of Boxing Talk, the first official spin-off series of the On the Grind Boxing Podcast on the On the Grind Talk Radio Network. Join your host, Nino Chelik, each week as he's joined by a member of the On the Grind Boxing team to bring you the best in heavyweight boxing talk. And now, here's Nino.
Welcome to OTG Heavyweights of Boxing. Once again, Paddy could be on the main show, so I'm very happy to welcome him to the heavyweight program. Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Nino.
So, I'm guessing you were eager to come on because you were mentioned a lot on the main show. People were wondering about your opinion on certain matters.
How about you ask me my opinion on certain matters and I'll give you my opinion?
For sure. So, yeah, we should start off maybe with the wrap-up of the Pulev versus Sam Peter fight.
Yep.
Which you were kind of hyping up a little bit.
No, I simply asked you a question.
Yeah.
I said to you, what if Sam Peter wins, Nino?
But you didn't want to trash the fight.
No, I didn't say it was a good fight. I just said it's a better fight than I would expect from him fighting in Bulgaria.
Yeah, that's...
Let's be honest, he could have dug up the grave of what's-his-face that died last week. Was it Eirik?
Constantine Eirik died? No.
No, the other guy, the Highlander.
Marcel Zeller.
Marcel Zeller. They could have just dug his body up and put him in the ring with Pulev, and it would have been grand for a Bulgaria fight. That's what I would have expected. But, you know, they got Sam Peter in, and I assume that Sam Peter actually charges quite an amount of money to be an opponent.
Yeah, at this time, probably not too much. Maybe, I don't know, 50 grand or something.
Yeah, but you could get someone else for a lot less. I was expecting maybe a 10 grand opponent.
Maybe they could have asked Lajovic, somebody like that.
Yeah. Do you know what? You could have got Shannon Briggs in there. No, Briggs wouldn't have fought him.
Yeah, too dangerous also. You said that Sam Peter was doing road work.
He was in Las Vegas.
But not too much, it seems.
Nope, because he got laid out.
And did you see the picture of him?
No, I don't want to see it, mate.
The picture I posted where his belly was sticking out.
You mean his gut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if your belly is stretching out in front of your body, like it did in this picture, that means you're not in very good shape.
Yeah, but, you know, you could still do road work and not be in good shape.
Yeah, she should have done maybe 3 months more of road work.
Maybe only did a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Couple of weeks of road work.
So maybe it was 320 before and got down to 270 or something.
Yeah. He looks like he's pregnant with a field baby.
Yeah, so it was a terrible fight. So Pulev just jabbed him and... You know, Pulev only has one hand, really.
Yep.
He barely throws the right hand. And when he threw the right hand, he missed mostly. So it wasn't even the greatest performance by Pulev.
But it looks good in the record.
Yeah. So he evaded those attacks by Peter, who was pretty slow, flat-footed, just plodding forwards and trying to...
And he had a gut.
Yeah, and tried to connect with those wild swings. But... I mean, even in his prime, he was never the best technician. And now he's even worse. So Pulev had no problem with those wild swings that he could see coming from a mile away. And the most dangerous that Peter was in this fight was when he was trying to clob Pulev on the back of the head, his specialty punch. So when he was getting close, Pulev was tying him up, and then Peter tried to hit him on the back of the head. He looked like he had some power there, but also he ran out of steam, so he was getting bored by getting jabbed in the face.
So tell me this, Nino: if Sam Peter had been in shape to fight for 12 rounds, could this have been an interesting fight?
I mean,
based on what you saw for the first couple of rounds,
no, because Peter has gotten worse technically. Mm-hmm. But 10 years ago would have been a decent fight, so...
10 years ago, Peter would have knocked him out, mate.
Most likely. But at this time, it was just boring fight, mismatch, and it looked like Peter had enough. So I didn't really see where he got injured. So it was just at the end of the round. Pulev missed some punches. Peter was leaning down, and then...
Do you think maybe he just wanted to go and get an early shower?
Yeah, possible. So he didn't like throw a punch and missed or something. I just didn't see it. He just, yeah, after the round was over, he just turned away and pointed at his shoulder.
And what did the crowd think of that?
They were still happy.
Really? They were happy that Sam Peter quit?
Yeah, they had no problem with it. So
I was at a fight in Limerick, an Andy Lee fight against Mamadou Thiam. And the crowd went mental when he quit after the second round. And the Irish Boxing Board of... The Boxing Union of Ireland basically withheld his purse and he never got paid for the fight.
Yeah, Peter also shouldn't have gotten paid too much for this fight, because he was just for the money. He didn't really try to win, and the first chance he saw out of the fight he took. And yeah, it was just a terrible event. The crowd still celebrated Pulev, and Pulev acted like he won against Prime Tyson or something.
Did the crowd also think that he won against Prime Tyson?
Almost. You know, those Bulgarian people are very nationalistic. So they think Kubrat Pulev is the best guy at heavyweight. and he just beat the former champion. Yeah, and Pulev was standing there with his arms in the air and smiling and waving to the people.
Signing autographs.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was the first time that he ever fought in Bulgaria, so maybe that's why people were happy. But everybody who is not Bulgarian saw that this was really a fight that didn't do anything for him. So they talk about him fighting for a title next, but... how is this going to prepare him for a much faster and much more in shape guy? And whoever it is, if it's going to be Joshua, I don't see Kubrat Pulev's chances, because he doesn't have...
Does Joshua not have the fight with Vladimir supposedly penciled in for April?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen, but I'm seeing the Pulev fight as a plan B if those... negotiations don't work out exactly, and then they'll delay it until summer and he'll fight.
Klitschko retire if he doesn't get the Joshua fight?
I don't know. He should do a tune-up anyway.
Because I have the opinion he only wants to fight in title fights.
Yeah, it's a wrong move. He should just do a tune-up fight.
Do you think he should do a Shannon Briggs and just knock out a bum of the month club?
No, he's too high
caliber
for that.
Should he not go around Germany to different cities fighting one bum every month?
No.
Do cheap tickets. Do really cheap tickets. Put it on the RTL network and knock out a bum every month, so the people of Germany will always have a chance to see him fight.
No, that's not the way it works, because RTL wouldn't give him so many dates. So only he can only fight like...
Yeah, but like they don't have to. Like, he can do it for cheaper because he's only fighting a bum. Like, so they can get a bargain with Vladimir Klitschko, and then his fans will all get a chance to see him fight before he retires.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not the way it works. Just Klitschko, how he tends to fight.
Maybe you need to give Big Bernd a call on that phone number I gave you and explain that's how he should fight.
I mean, he should at least do one tune-up fight. That would be good, and then fight Joshua in the summer. So
I'd love it if Klitschko got knocked out again.
Yeah.
Would you enjoy it, Nino, or would you be a little bit disappointed?
No, it depends on the fight.
You don't seem that enamored by Klitschko as you used to be.
I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of him.
You were a fan, though.
Yeah, I was a fan when he was doing well, and he was coming up with his aggressive style.
Back when we were talking about him like a prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I used to watch his fights against Axel Schultz and...
Boxer!
Just demolished him. Sent him into retirement. Chris Bird, Jamil McClain, Ray Mercer.
Tony Thompson twice.
Yeah, that was already his second era, but the first era was pretty exciting. And then, yeah, he had some good fights also in his second era, but then he had some terrible fights, like against Povetkin or against...
Sultan Abragimov.
Yeah. And what was the last guy before Fury? Brian Jennings.
Brian Jennings, eh? And the Americans saw Brian Jennings won that fight.
Ah, it was unnecessarily close.
Yeah, but he didn't win it.
And was the also dirty fight?
It was a dirty fight.
Ugly.
Yep, filthy. Too dirty to clean his act up. Mm. Anyway, Vladimir Klitschko needs to have a tune-up fight. What else do you need my opinion on, Nino? Because you've been talking some some smack here.
Yeah, there was this press conference today.
Yeah.
Matchroom press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, Eddie Hearn, between enemy lines, it seems. So he almost this time had a chair thrown at him by Derek Chisora, who, I don't know, took something the wrong way that Dillian White said, and then he threw the table towards White and almost hit his promoter Eddie Hearn, who was also pretty quick to react.
But Eddie Hearn isn't Derek Chisora's promoter.
No, he was.
You must remember that.
Yeah, White's promoter. Sorry.
Do you want to tell the people who Derek Chisora's promoter is?
Sauerland. Yes.
Yeah, the Sauerland brothers.
Best friends of Eddie Hearn.
Childhood pals.
Mm-hmm. They could have been in some Swiss school or something.
They were all in British schools.
Yeah, maybe they were in the same school, that they are pretty much the same age.
Do you know what I thought was, like, really strange, Nino? Did you watch wrestling growing up?
Yeah, a little.
The table that Derek Chisora threw over was like those tables that they use in wrestling. And they look like they just fall apart.
Yeah,
did you notice that?
So where you body slam somebody on a table?
Yeah, and it just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was made of fiberboard.
Good observation, yeah. So you think maybe Eddie Hearn was so quick to react because he knew it was coming? It was somewhere, somewhere in the script?
Yeah, pretty much. It was so sad. But, you know, people need to remember this is a pay-per-view fight. So you're going to get people. They need to try and sell it. Because if they're selling it just on the merits of the fight, this ain't a pay-per-view card. This is a trash card.
Mm-hmm. And also the main event isn't too exciting. So
the card in general is a trash card. So, like, I mean, top to bottom, it shouldn't be pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. But this fight is at least pick and fight, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because I don't write Dillian White. But we don't know how badly Chisora has slipped.
They just checked out the odds. Actually, Chisora is a 5-2 underdog.
Woo! And who has Dillian White beaten, really?
Dillian White is a 3-10 favorite.
Might drop some cheddar on that one, dog.
But on what? On Chisora?
Yeah. With those odds.
He's not
winning. Dillian White's only a bum himself.
Yeah, Chisora's not winning.
You don't think, mate?
No.
You don't think? What if he wins, Nino? What if they're...
Yeah, what if Sam Peter wins?
Yeah, well, then he'd be right back in the title mix, wouldn't he?
Yeah, what if?
That's what if Sam Peter wins. So you tell me, what if Derek Chisora wins?
I think he's a little shop-worn.
I didn't ask if he was shop-worn. I asked what if he wins.
Yeah, then he gets the Joshua fight.
And then Vladimir's left with nothing then.
I don't know. Easy fight for Anthony Joshua.
Okay.
Against Chisora.
On there, okay.
Right, but betting aside, who would you pick in that fight?
In... Derek Chisora and Anthony Joshua.
No,
Nino,
White.
We can't be getting ahead of ourselves here, Nino.
No.
He's got to get through White first.
I'm talking about the White fight.
Are you sure? Because it seems like you are assuming that Derek Chisora is just going to beat him. I think this fight probably goes a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't believe in White, man. He's trash. Depends how fucked Derek Chisora is, to be completely honest with you. And that he could be very, very fucked. So I'll go with Dillian White on points. And I'll go possibly with Derek Chisora retiring.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he wins, Nino?
You mean retiring after the fight or in the fight?
No, I mean on a steal.
Uh-huh.
He won't retire after. He's a journeyman. So
yeah,
I'd like Derek Chisora to win though.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Saarland still has big plans for him, probably. So they'll feed him some South American journeyman again, 5 in a row.
That's what they always do. It's hilarious. So they pump the record up a little.
And then, yeah, he's back in the mix.
Literally.
Then they say he's back in the mix again. And
did I say that in German, Nino?
Most of the time I only read it. He's not really talked about on television. Yeah,
no, what did he say in German? Like the promoters, like when a fighter's like got his record padded up, do they say he's back in the mix or?
Yeah, they say er ist wieder da.
What does that mean?
He's back again.
Again? I've been here the whole time, dog.
Yeah.
It's been a dog. Fucking Germans, man. They don't even fucking make a real effort on it. They just put him in with 3 bums and they go, he's back again.
Mm.
I don't know, mate. I don't agree with this. It's
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I'm picking Dillian White on points.
Hey, can you see the retirement like I can?
Maybe.
You don't think Derek Chisora might quit?
I mean, he quit against Fury.
Mm-hmm.
So, something like that could happen. But against Fury, it was more because he was outclassed.
Mm-hmm. He was outclassed.
Not because he was taking so much punishment, actually.
Don't forget, he was being completely outclassed by Tyson Fury.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What else?
So main card, a main event.
Oh, just Anthony Joshua knockout, 3rd or 4th round.
Mm.
Maybe sooner, depending on his mood.
Maybe first two rounds.
Yep, could be.
Could happen.
It would be complete disrespect to the people who paid the pay-per-view if you knocked them out in a round, though. That's what I'm saying, 3rd or 4th.
Hmm. I'm going with round number...
1. 2,
actually.
5.
Yeah.
Okay, grand. We can see that. I can see it. But I think if it's 1 or 2, it's complete utter disrespect and contempt for the people who spent money on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but there's other stuff going on the card.
It's a trash card.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Quigg is fighting.
Against a bantamweight, a featherweight.
Callum Smith is fighting.
Okay, against another no-name, no-hoper.
Luke Blacklidge isn't that bad.
Is he one of your Saarland boys?
No, who's he with? I don't know, he was a former British champion, wasn't he? Or Commonwealth champion.
No-hoper, mate.
Hmm, yeah.
He might as well be managed by the Saarland brothers, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, he's not world level, so should be an easy fight for Callum.
Katie Taylor against another no-hoper as well.
Hmm. Luis Ortiz actually fighting.
Another no-hoper.
Against David Allen. Yeah, the former opponent of Dillian White.
David Allen. Oh, well, then that's going to be competitive.
White Rhino.
I'm sure.
2 words, White Rhino. Did you forget about him?
What if after this he fights the Black Rhino?
Well, he's going for the White Rhino this time.
What if the White Rhino wins, Nino?
Yeah, then he's got a pretty good standing.
Will he be back in the mix?
It could be. So... yeah, he's probably challenging for some interim title next then. We'll see. So, yeah, about the Joshua Molina fight, we've got to maybe talk a little bit about it. You think Molina will land at least 1 good punch on him?
One second, Nino. I just want to clarify this. You want us to talk about this fight for longer than you predict that the fight is going to last. That's what you
I
want
said
us
6
to do
minutes.
Right now.
No, we went on 6 minutes already.
I don't think we should even talk about this for 1 minute. It's a trash fight.
Yeah.
I think people should boycott the fight. I don't think people should pay with their hard-earned money.
Mm.
I think they should just download it illegally.
You think Molina land a punch?
Yeah, he'll probably land a punch or two. Joshua can be hit.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen in the past. But I don't think he has the testicular fortitude required to win, do anything of note in this fight.
Yeah, and Ortiz, you think he stops the White Rhino?
Yeah, probably.
He should.
Well, maybe he won't. I don't know.
Because then his stock will go down even more.
Stock will go down to the fucking... Then maybe Eddie Hearn will take over... maybe the Sarlans will take over promoting him. He might get that fight with Joshua if he doesn't knock out the White Rhino.
Yeah.
If he struggles with the White Rhino, he might get a title shot.
Yeah, could be, yeah. So
is this an 8-rounder?
10, actually.
I thought I read somewhere that it was an 8-rounder. Maybe they moved it up to a 10-rounder.
No, yeah, it looks like it's on 10. So, but most likely, like you said, it's not going the distance, so it doesn't matter anyway.
What if it does?
So there's actually some other heavyweight action, most notably the Andy Ruiz versus Joseph Parker fight.
This is a fight we've been waiting for. Joseph Parker knockout, 8th round.
Which is actually an interesting fight. Yeah, so just looked at the odds. Parker's a...
heavy favorite.
Yeah, 4-1 favorite.
Of course he is, mate. I told you on this show, Nino.
Yeah, and he's also at home.
You just wanted to be like, oh, but what if what if Andy Ruiz comes in shape? What if Andy Ruiz,
no, he's a bit of a shape. Puncher?
You were trying to make it out that, like,
Andy
Ruiz...
He's a bit of a puncher.
Knocking people out like a prime Mike Tyson, that's the way you were talking about him.
Oh, I mean, he's...
You were, like, talking about him like he was a prime Chris Areola. He's not a fucking puncher, mate.
He's fast for
To be a puncher, you need to have knocked out more than 75% of your opponents, mate. And, you know, who has Ruiz knocked out, mate, that we know?
I mean, he's fast for a fat guy.
Okay, has he knocked out... how many knockouts does he have, say, in the last, like, 2 years?
Yeah, not too many.
Sweet. There you go, mate. He didn't Ray Austin quit against him or some shit?
I didn't watch the fight.
I think it was something like that. He went the distance with, like, an old as fuck Sergei Lukovich, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that looks bad.
Mate, you know, you want him to be this monster puncher. That's what you want him to be, don't you? You know, that's how you want to frame him. And I'm just injecting a dose of reality into the heavyweights, you know? It's all well and good knocking out guys like you're a prime Chris Areola, but Andy Ruiz is turning up looking like a past prime Chris Areola. So we all know what past prime Chris Areola's knockout record is.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I think it's going to be a competitive fight.
Seriously, though, like, why is Andy Ruiz turning up in such a trash shape? Like, why? Why is he doing that?
I don't know. He started off using boxing as a fat camp.
Yeah, but it clearly didn't fucking work, did it?
So he only took off 50 pounds in over 6 years or something, so...
Yeah, but he just stopped taking thing off. He needs to stay boxing all the time.
Yeah, so clearly something he's doing wrong. Otherwise, he would look better. So I don't know if it's his diet or his really bad genetics. I don't know.
I don't know, Nino. But we'll move on.
But anybody can get in decent shape.
I am looking forward to that fight, though, I have to say.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be competitive, especially in the first half of the fight. Then
when is it on, Nino? Do we have a time of when it's on?
It's pretty early, I guess, so... Probably 9 a.m. where you're at, or 10 a.m.
9 or 10 a.m. and it's on the Saturday night, so that'll be Saturday morning here. So if people in the U.S. want to watch it, it'll probably be really late on Friday night.
Yeah, so something like 2 in the morning.
Okay.
So I'll try to catch a stream. It's not always easy for those New Zealand and Aussie fights.
Yeah, have you noticed they're always sponsored by Burger King or Andy Ruiz? If he wins, he'll be presented with a burger in the ring by Burger King. Have you noticed that, Nino?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And in Australia, they're called Hungry Jack's, but it has the same logo as Burger King.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. Now you know, Nino.
Good insight.
Now you know to keep an eye out on for the next Lucas Brown fight.
Whenever that will be. So Yeah, this is an interesting fight, but actually we got even more heavyweight action. So another fight that's happening is Trey Lippi, or Trey Lippi Morrison, as some people call him.
So who is some people? Who's talking about him? Who's called him Trey Lippi Morrison?
I've seen some articles where he was called Trey Lippi Morrison.
Who is he? Who's saying it? I want names.
All right. There you go. He's even on BoxRec as Trey Lippi Morrison. At least in the encyclopedia. So.
Yeah, but not on his record.
There you go. Boxing scene. Trey Lippi Morrison, stay busy on December 10th.
Okay, one second. Is this a press release?
Looks like it.
Okay, that doesn't count.
All right.
Who's calling him a fucking Trey Lippi Morrison? It needs to be actual people, not invented press releases, Nino. I'm disappointed with you. You're marking out.
Just checking out. East Side Boxing is this.
Mate, that's a press release as well.
Yeah, most likely. Right. CBS Sports. Trey Lippi Morrison carries his father's legacy and KO power into the ring.
Okay, who's writing this? Who is it?
It's not a press release.
Yeah, you wrote it.
Lyle Fitzsimmons.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
There you go.
It's terrible. Maybe this guy is doing PR for Trey Lippi Morrison.
So he's fighting a guy called Ty Cobb. Unfortunately, it's not Tex Cobb. Tex Cobb was a decent journeyman back in the day. So Ty Cobb was stopped by Arthur Spilka, Chaz Witherspoon.
Spilka the pin, eh?
And he even fought Wilder when Wilder was 8-0.
He even fought Wilder and Wilder was
8-0. So, yeah, Trey Lippi will stop him in the first round.
Yeah, but what if he wins this fight? Is he back in the mix?
No. And, yeah, Derek Ross is fighting a Stay Busy fight. It looks like Zhang Zilei, the Chinese heavyweight, is fighting, but all not against notable guys. So, yeah, the two big fights, of course, are Joshua and the WBO title, Ruiz versus Parker. So, is there anything else you want to discuss?
Not really, but I just want to say I'd like to express my disappointment in the main show and how everyone's been marking out about Conor McGregor getting a boxing license.
Right. I remember what they were saying. They were saying that you would pick Conor McGregor over Paulie Malignaggi in a boxing match.
Do you know what? I'll make a bet right now, anyone that wants to take it. If the fight happens, I'll bet €1,000 that McGregor wins it. But here's the catch. If the fight doesn't happen in the next 2 years, I want €100 from anyone else.
But against whom? Against Malignaggi or what?
Malignaggi. Or anyone for that matter.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll pick McGregor to win against anyone. Doesn't matter who. Including Mayweather. But if the fight doesn't happen in 2 years, I want €100 cash.
So you think he's not going to box at all?
Of course he's not fucking going to box, Nino. Are you mad? The only fight that'll happen is Mayweather. And that's the only fight that you take. Because the money's there. Do you think he's going to fucking box Paulie Malignaggi? Paulie fucking Malignaggi. As McGregor says, who is this guy? No one fucking knows who Paulie Malignaggi is. Outside fucking boxing fans. He's a joke. Paulie Malignaggi is just sniffing around to try and get a payday. Like, the only reason Conor McGregor would go to boxing would be for a payday. So is he going to get that against Paulie Malignaggi? No, he's going to be bringing everything to the table. The only fights that I see having a possibility to happen would be Canelo Alvarez or Floyd Mayweather. They're the only two. Everything else, no, not gonna. So if the guys on the main show want to mark out about McGregor getting a boxing license, they can mark out like marks. Buying into the hype. It was so obvious what he was doing. He's just trying to fucking keep himself relevant and he's putting pressure on the UFC. But these mugs just see Conor McGregor got a boxing license and they're like, oh, I bet Paddy will pick him to beat Malignaggi. Well, you know what? Put up or shut up. I'll put a grand on McGregor to beat any one of those guys. But if he doesn't, I want €100. So you're getting serious odds on that, Nino.
Mm.
but you're more than likely going to lose the bet to me. Because, like, when I'm on the show, I like to make bets that I'm going to win, unlike Willa, who likes to make bets that he loses and then act like he doesn't know that PayPal charge foreign transaction fees. And then brags about how he has money like that when he can't even afford a small transaction fee. So that's all I have to say on the matter. But yeah, if Willa wants to make that fight, he can get at me. I'll happily take more of his money.
Yeah, but maybe let's talk a little bit about his boxing ability.
So, more to the point, do you think he would make that fight?
No, I'm just trying to ask you what kind of level he could beat.
Yeah, well, I reckon he'd beat Journeyman for sure. Like, and you know, he's spared with some decent pros over here as well. You know, he's spared with some top amateurs too, so he can box a bit. So, you know, you need to remember when you see these sparring footage comes out, the only sparring footage that you see is what someone wants you to see. That's what's coming out there, basically. Conor McGregor spends about 1 or 2 days a week in a boxing gym as well as his MMA gym. He goes over to a gym, actually, right by where I go to college, and he spars with some fighters there. He's boxed from a very young level. This is a guy who got involved with boxing from 8 years old, and he boxed all the way up to 16 or 17 exclusively. And then he branched off into other areas. You know, you see, he does have, like, he doesn't have a boxing stance at the moment because he doesn't box at the moment. He's doing MMA fighting. But what you look and see what he applies in MMA is timing and accuracy. You know, he has fantastic timing, and that's something that translates over. They go to different sports. Yeah, it is. The majority of these MMA fighters don't have that timing. They don't have that accuracy. There are two things that Conor McGregor has. So you can't equate what he would bring over to the sport of boxing that what other guys from MMA would bring over to the sport of boxing. I see someone saying, a bit like it was Kevin Black going, oh, Randy Couture said he wouldn't box James Toney for that amount of money because James Toney would knock him out. And I was like, are you so gullible? If Randy Couture had been offered the money that James Toney got, he would have taken it at that time because MMA fighters were getting paid peanuts. Of course he would have taken the money to fight James Toney in a boxing ring.
Yeah, most likely.
Like, of course he would have taken the money. But, you know, I if you think Floyd Mayweather would knock out Conor McGregor, you're absolutely, like, mental. Like, the guy takes punches from 100 guys that are 170 pounds when they weigh in, probably 180 to 190 with four-ounce gloves. So you think that he'd get knocked out by a welterweight? Like, is that what people think now? He's got a chin. The guy has a background in the sport. It's not like he's coming in fresh with no experience boxing like a lot of these MMA guys have. So, you know, like he'd operate at a decent level. I'm not saying he'd fucking be a world champion or anything, but from what I've heard, he can hold his own in the gym. Like, I've talked to a couple of guys that sparred him. They say he's pretty decent. If he had stuck with boxing, you know, who knows what he could have accomplished. But he chooses to go with MMA. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, you know, because, as I said before, he's not going to box. And people are marking out. People like Willa, people like RC, they mark out massively for Conor McGregor. So, you know what? If that equates to Conor McGregor getting those marks to buy his pay-per-views, then I'm quite happy for them to mark out.
Yeah. And he also sparred the Mountain in the gym.
Did spar the Mountain. Does that mean he's going to be in Game of Thrones as well now?
I don't know. They have to get rid of the rumors. Tattoos, probably.
There's rumors. Rumors that he'll be in Game of Thrones, right?
They'll have to get rid of the tattoos.
Don't think that's too big of a problem.
I don't know.
Lena Headey has tattoos everywhere as well, so.
Yeah. So, but if he went, like, full boxing for a year, just trained boxing, what kind of caliber could he beat? Could he beat Malignaggi or, let's say, Chris Algieri or somebody like that?
Chris Algieri.
Because Chris Algieri is like...
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It's the stepping stone right now for prospects, it seems.
Probably not, mate. I don't know, but probably not.
But Paulie? He could take Paulie.
Paulie's done, man. He could knock out. He might knock out Paulie, man. I don't care what they... Let's, here we go. Let's look at Sean Porter, Paulie, man, Najee. is Sean Porter a technician now? Is he a clinical puncher, you know? He just hit Paulie with a massive shot, and Paulie was like, I've never been hit that hard. Oh, Sean Porter's on PEDs. Like, let's be honest. If you think that there's no way in hell Conor McGregor could do that to Paulie Malignaggi, you're I don't know. You need to sort yourself out. Like, Paulie's done, man. He's been done.
Hmm.
Do you know what? The only way Paulie could win a fight is if he had the judges paid off and he ran like fucking hell all night. And people are going about Conor McGregor's conditioning. Yeah, I don't know if you realise this, but they do 5-minute rounds in the UFC. It's a completely different condition and required. Like, but Nino, you've done some jiu-jitsu. Do you think there's much of a difference in the conditioning required for that kind of thing to boxing?
You mean MMA and boxing?
Yeah, you'd be more experienced in this than I would.
Oh, yeah, from what I can say, rolling around is actually... It's more exhausting, actually, than throwing punches.
Okay.
So if you just grapple with a guy for five minutes, you're pretty much done. So boxing, I don't get tired as easily, so...
Well, that puts a fork in that argument anyway. But, if you want to take that bet up with me, so I'll put $1,000 on McGregor to knock out anyone. So you'll still get that grand, even if he wins on points in a robbery. But the caveat is, if he doesn't win, I want that €100.
Mm-hmm, interesting good bet.
Odds. Good odds.
We'll see what Will has to say about it.
Yeah, we'll see what he has to say about it.
Yeah.
My hunch is he doesn't take it. He's actually just trying to troll people.
Yeah, we'll see. So
Will is trying to troll people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to take the show a bit more seriously, and he needs to treat our fans with the respect they deserve. The OTG family.
Right. So we'll see what Will says. And yeah, I think that brings us to the end of the program.
You think he takes the bet, Nino?
No.
No, I don't think he takes it either. I gave him so much shit for the last one. I don't think he'll be very eager to make bets at me anytime soon.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see about it on the regular show on Sunday. And yeah, thanks, Betty, for coming on today once again.
Thanks for having me, Nino.
Can we expect you sometime on Sunday again? Or
no, I'm working again. I've flat out with college. All my projects are due now in the next week or two. So I've actually just took a break from one project. I was doing a paper on network security, 6,000 words. So I've only got 500 left to do. So I'll finish that off tonight. And then I've got a few other bits and pieces to box off. But, maybe in the new year, hopefully, but we'll see.
Right. So, yeah, until then, check out the main show on Sunday.
Or if Will is on, just fast forward through his parts. I'm missing any.
And don't forget to check out OTG on the social media sites.